The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
She goes up first, and she prayed, and she went, God, you're the God of many names and no name at all. So I grabbed the mic, hit the mic, looked, and said, okay, let's pray. In the name that is above all the other names.
Sammy Rodriguez at the Awaken Now Conference, next.
Boy, what a joy to share this time with you. I welcome you, Betty, and me, James, welcome you to Life Today and to the Awaken Now Conference, at least a portion of it. Now, what a blessing to see Gateway Church filled with people who were filled overflowing with the love and life of God. And you talk about a crowd awakening. Now, you're going to hear what I really consider, and really and truly, it was like Beth Moore sitting on the front row, and she's listening to the lineup of speakers up until she spoke that night. She and Governor Huckabee spoke on that night, the first night. And Beth said, who are all these people? She didn't know some of the speakers. And she said, never in my life have I ever heard anything so wonderful. I mean, she was absolutely delirious. Well, it just built all the way through. Matter of fact, we brought back a lot of the speakers that many of you may have heard 30 years ago. Peter Lord, Jack Taylor, Rick Godwin, and Jim Hilton, and Dudley Hall. And boy, what a blessing. But listen to me. I think that last message, and of course I closed it, but I have to say, Sammy Rodriguez hit it not only in the upper deck, he hit it out of the stadium for the glory of God. And you're going to hear that message. And you don't want to miss the conclusion, because something happened there that it absolutely amazed me what God put on my heart to do at the end. And you will be blessed. Now, my Betty, I've told you that many of the things that are on my heart, you prayed there. Because God puts them on your heart, because you spend time on your face before Him in behalf of the people He died for and He loves, and a nation that you love, and the freedom that you cherish. And I'm telling you, Sammy sounded a trumpet on the Holy Mountain, a call to awaken now.
Any kind of sound you can imagine.
And I really didn't.
For every Pharaoh, there must be a Moses. For every Goliath, there must be a David. For every Nebuchadnezzar, there must be a Daniel. For every Jezebel, there must be an Elijah. For every Herod, there must be a Jesus. And for every devil that rises up against you, there is a mightier God that will rise up for you. Behold the Lamb. The agenda of the Lamb awakens freedom. Isaiah 58:6, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. 2 Corinthians 3:17, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is freedom. We do live in a world where people find themselves bound by sin, pornography, sexual immorality, addiction, alcoholism, depression, loneliness, dismay, anxiety, fear, confusion, the past, failure, defeat. And some people beyond me have an unexplainable addiction to caramel macchiatos. La sangre de Cristo me limpia todo pecado. Do you know why there's so much bondage? The enemy understands. And the most powerful person in the world is not the one with riches, or the ones with guns, or the ones with armies, or the one with fame. The most powerful human on the planet is a person set free by the blood of the Lamb. Free people do great things. It was a free man who approached Pharaoh in Egypt and said, let my people go. It's a free man who stepped into the promised land and declared, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. It was a free man who stared down a giant called Goliath and said, you come against me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. It was free young people who refused to bow and subsequently exhibited freedom even in the midst of a fiery furnace. It was a free man who prayed down fire from heaven and then had the audacity to say, get ready, here comes the rain. More recent history in our nation, it was free man who declared, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights among his own life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It was a free man who confronted the evil of slavery and declared with malice towards none and charity towards all. It was a free young man who had a dream that one day we would live in a nation where we would be judged not by the color of our skin, but rather by the content of our character. But the greatest expression of freedom came 2,000 years ago when hanging on a tree by his sacrifice, Christ, a free man, freedom incarnate, personified what he declared in John 8:36, for he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Are there any free people in the house here this morning? It's time to tell America that our freedom does not come from the executive branch. Our freedom does not come from the legislative branch. Our freedom does not come from the judicial branch. Our freedom stems not from the branches of government. Our freedom comes from the tree of life, the Lamb that is on the throne. That's where our freedom comes from. Let's redeem the narrative, and with great due deference to the programs and to the addiction counseling programs that have a mantra that requires individuals to repeat on a daily basis that once an addict, always an addict, through Christ we have a better declaration. Once Jesus sets you free, you are free indeed. You can be free from a life of sin. In Christ, you can be freed from the torment of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. In Christ, you can be freed from the sentence of condemnation, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. For we are baptized with Christ in Romans, crucified with Christ in Galatians, seated with Christ in Ephesians, strengthened by Christ in Philippians, hidden in Christ in Colossians. And when we get to the book of Revelation, we are ruling and reigning and celebrating with Jesus Christ forevermore. Behold the Lamb. The agenda of the Lamb awakens the message of the cross. Oh, for hung on a tree, Galatians 3:13, he became a curse for us. No other symbol incorporates passion and promise like the cross. A simple symbol depicting two pieces of wood, one vertical and the other horizontal, successfully branded the eternal hope of glory to all mankind. And Madison Avenue and multi-million dollar campaigns have not been able to reproduce a loyalty commitment, and even to a great degree, multi-generational allegiance to a message conveyed via the humble conduit of a brand, not written on the wood, but incarnated in the spirit of what it represents, grace and eternal life. That universal Christian symbol vociferously and with unbridled persuasion not only conveys a message of what is to come, but of what life truly is. Life is a cross. Lisa so eloquently reference that the cross is both vertical and horizontal. Life is both vertical and horizontal. Vertically, we stand connected to God, his kingdom, eternal life, spiritual truths, divine principles and glory. Horizontally, to our left and to our right. We exist surrounded and revealed through community, relationships, family, culture, and society. Simply stated, the cross is both vertical and horizontal. It is both redemption and relationship, holiness and humility, covenant and community, kingdom and society, righteousness and justice, salvation and transformation, ethos and pathos, John 3:16 and Matthew 25, orthodoxy and orthopraxies, Billy Graham and Dr. King, faith and policy, prayer and activism, sanctification and service, the Imago Dei and the habits of Christ, missions and the marketplace, the New Jerusalem and Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And for too long, people have lived either vertically or horizontally, but few even in Christian leadership have succeeded in living, speaking, equipping, ministering from where the vertical and the horizontal planes of the cross intersect, the nexus of Christianity. It is the place where conviction marries compassion, where the fishes intersect with the bread and truth joins hands with mercy. It is the place where we reconcile the optics of redemption with the metrics of reconciliation, the Imago Dei with the habitus Christus, the prophetic with the practical, faith with action. The Lamb's agenda stands committed to both the vertical and the horizontal. We need a church committed to saving the lost and transforming our communities, to addressing sin and confronting injustice, to protecting life and alleviating poverty, to reaching the sinner and reforming the culture. It's not either or, it's both and. It's the Lamb's agenda. We need to reconcile Billy Graham's message of salvation through Christ. And by the way, this may be completely politically incorrect, and it may get people upset in the year 2013, but there are not five ways to get to heaven, four ways to get to heaven, three ways to get to heaven, two ways to get to heaven. And this is even more politically incorrect and may appear sometime in the newspaper tomorrow, but it's okay. Muhammad cannot take you to heaven. Buddha cannot take you to heaven. Other ways cannot take you to heaven. There's only one way to heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ. Let this be the generation that will reconcile Billy Graham's message with Dr. King's march. Let this be the generation that will sing, "There is room at the cross and we shall overcome one day." I'm about to finish. The agenda of the Lamb awakens with the new song, "Silence is not an option." Then I saw a lamb, Revelation chapter 5, looking as it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by four living creatures, and they sang a new song. We cannot permit the pathetic noise to silence the prophetic voice. Silence is not an option when so many are slaughtered in and out of the womb. Silence is not an option when men abandon their roles as fathers and our children are slaughtered, when pornography marries technology, God is mocked, pushers are more admired than preachers, school grounds look like battlegrounds, and our neighbors sit paralyzed by the gate called beautiful, begging for change. It's time to sing a new song. We can't be quiet. I was invited to make a prayer for this event in Washington, D.C. It was a large event, mucho, mucho people. And I do mean mucho. And I was invited to pray, and the organizer is a television personality who you recognize, not a believer, but he invited me. He's a friend. He said, "Reverend Rodriguez, I want you to come in. I want you to pray for the event." I said, "It's a secular event. It has nothing to do with Christianity. Why would you want me to pray?" "Well, I just want you to pray. You want me to come and pray for an event that has absolutely no spiritual kind of..." "Yeah, I want you to pray." "Oh, you want me to pray? You want me to pray?" I'll pray. So they flew me in. It's a large event, and I do mean very large, a couple hundred thousand people. And I come in and I go backstage and right there, it's going out there next to the Washington Monument, and I'm going up and the personality looks at me and says, "We changed the program." And again, I took that red eye flight from Frisco to DC. So it's, third caramel macchiato, and I'm looking and I'm going, "What?" And he went, "We changed the program. You're still praying, but in the spirit of correctness, we invited other people, other faith narratives to pray." And he goes, "You know how it is." I go, "No, I don't, but go ahead and tell me." And he says, "Well," and this sounds like three guys go to a bar, but you have to see it. It's actually, you can see what I say. He goes, we have a universalist minister who will pray. We have an imam, the Muslim faith. We have a rabbi, and you're the Christian." He goes, "You want to pray first or last?" Something inside of me said, "Son, you better pray last to fix all the mess everybody else makes out there in that place." So I said, "I'll pray last. With great humility, I'll pray last." So the first lady went up first, and she goes up first, and she prayed, and she went, "God, you're the God of many names and no name at all. You're the air, you're the wind, you're the rock, you're the leaf, you're the tree. You are everything, and yet you are nothing. Amen." Well, isn't that special? And the imam prayed in the name of Allah, and the rabbi did a good prayer, and I'm coming up, and I'm fighting with God, and I don't know, but God is bilingual, so I'm fighting with God. And I'm going, "Señor, ¿por qué tú me metes en este lío, Señor?" God, why are you putting me in this? I thought you opened the door. No man can close. I opened the door. I want that door was open. So I just went right through it because you opened the door. And I mean, I took a single 6-hour flight and now I'm going, I can't, I haven't slept in 2 days. I'm going to go back home. I don't want to make them uncomfortable. I don't want to make them feel, I thought I had a prayer, but now I'm going to, I don't want to make them feel bad. How do I pray here? I mean, I had the script ready and now I'm going to, I don't want to, I'm not here for contract. I'm here to pray. And I, but they're here. How do I pray now? I pray in the name of what? The air? How do I pray? When the Lord, Spirit of God told me, just pray like you do at church. Y'all never been to my church. So I grabbed the mic, hit the mic, looked and said, okay, looked at the crowd. Everybody's deer in headlights looking at you and saying, let's pray. In the name that is above all the other names. In the name to which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. No other name given unto man through by which salvation has come unto all. Shouting. They couldn't stop. They couldn't continue. And someone asked, why are people reacting this way to a simple prayer? Why are they reacting like this? Real simple. There is still power in the name of Jesus. There is still power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. America, there's power. Jesus. So I tell you now to awaken. I encourage you to rise up. Understand that the agenda of the Lamb awakens extraordinary overcomers. Understand they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. We overcome when we understand that an assignment without an anointing is like carrying around a $1 million check without a signature. You can't do much with it. We overcome when we praise beyond our problem and give beyond our need, when we reach beyond our circle and love beyond those that love us. We overcome when we understand that cultural reformation requires political engagement as an act of prophetic activism. We overcome when we understand there is no such animal as comfortable Christianity. We overcome when we understand that Christianity is less about promoting the perfect and more about blessing the broken. We overcome when we understand that today's complacency is tomorrow's captivity. We overcome when we understand that spiritual stagnation always leads to spiritual atrophy. And we overcome when we understand that Uncle Sam may be our uncle, but he will never be our Heavenly Father. Rise up and speak truth. Rise up and heal in his name. Rise up and deliver with power. Rise up with a new song. Rise up as the Good Samaritan. Rise up and live out true religion. Rise up and clothe the naked. Rise up and give shelter to the homeless. Rise up and defend life. Rise up from the barrio to Beverly Hills. Rise up and preach the word in and out of season. Make disciples. Fulfill the Great Commission and worship God in spirit and in truth. And when the broken soul says, no one can open the book of my deliverance, who can possibly heal me? Let us shout out to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever and ever and never and never. Amen. God bless you and God keep you.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I want you to put such a shelter and a shadow over Sammy that he can't ever move out of the very center of it. I want you to be the shepherd that directs every step he takes and every word he says. Holy Spirit, I want you to fill him so full and overflowing that all of the resistance on planet Earth cannot ever slow down the release of the power of your spirit and the water of your life. And God, I pray that he'll walk in such humility before you that he will be that yielded vessel through whom you can flow a river of living water that cannot be stopped, but will quench every thirsty heart and life in America. God, keep your arms around him. He is so special. Everything you've ever placed on me that was of value and important, put it on him. Put a double portion on him, God. And let the world and the church hear the message you put in him. And God, let that message burn in the heart of every preacher, priest, and person, and every Christian on this planet. Dear God, thank you for what you're doing. Use us according to your will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, right here, on earth, right now, through us, for your glory, forever and ever and ever and ever. And the church said, amen. 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 Amen.
Boy, what a day in which we live. God knows we desperately need the next great spiritual awakening. As a matter of fact, it really is the only hope we have to secure peace and to give hope to people. And please understand this. As believers, we don't have to turn our lives or our land, our country, or our future over to the gates of hell or the powers of darkness and deception. If Christians will be salt and light witnesses, we can actually refocus the eyes of the world on a living Savior. And that's what we're talking about with the Awaken Now Conference. A year ago, celebrating our 50th anniversary in ministry and marriage, we hosted 20 of the most dynamic anointed speakers on the face of this earth. Many of them you've never heard. Some of them you have. You know Beth Moore and Christine Kane and Lisa Bevere. You've seen them many times right here. And many of our speakers, you know, Andy Andrews, Governor Huckabee, Ben Carson, many of the great preachers that you've heard, like Mark Rutland. And I'm telling you, these great men, Jack Taylor and Dudley Hall and Peter Lord, many of you never heard them, but they changed my life. And many of us went through an incredible transformation by the power of the Word together, and it's impacted people all over the world. Our viewers have said, we love the conference. We want everybody to see it. They're playing these DVDs and CDs. Many of the DVDs are playing in churches and Bible study groups. We're sending them to you if you'll simply help us continue to support the mission outreaches of life, the television ministry. As a matter of fact, you can get the entire conference, both audio and DVD, on a flash drive. And we would love to send the entire conference to you. We're asking you for a gift to support our outreaches of $125 to receive the CDs, the DVDs, or the flash drive. You will also get, with that gift of $125, the transcripts of all the messages. And I'm talking about, here's Robert Morris, and here's the transcript. What a great preacher. This is our pastor. Can you believe we had over 50,000 people attend our Easter weekend services at Gateway, a church that's only 14 years old. But the power of God's there. And it was in Gateway that the conference was hosted. So you are going to be blessed. You'll get the transcripts if you'll simply make the gift of $125 to help us with the outreaches of life. You'll get the CD, the DVDs, or the flash drive if you prefer it. Now, if you'd just like to have the CDs, we're asking you for a gift of $49. Again, that gift supports the outreaches of life. Go to the phone, take your bank card, or go online and say, send me the Awaken Now Conference now. 20 of the most truly anointed speakers you'll ever hear. And we thank you so much for your prayers and your support of the outreaches of life. I pray you go to the phone or online right now. You'll be blessed if you do, and you'll bless others.
Introducing the greatest conference in 50 years of life's ministry. Awaken Now, a powerful message for every believer seeking their full potential in God's kingdom. In this once-in-a-lifetime gathering of over 20 anointed speakers, you'll hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church as you receive insight and empowerment from God's Word and experience a fresh call to unity with other believers.
If you are a believer, you need to hear what has been said at this conference. Amen.
This was a very appropriate message for these times.
You will catch the enthusiasm of this group, trust me.
A fresh touch of God.
It stirred my heart.
Listen to it.
It's wonderful.
Don't order them if you don't want to be changed.
Awaken Now is available with your gift of only $49 for the audio series, or request both the audio and video series along with a companion book containing the speaker's sermons and encouraging messages for just $125. For your convenience, you may choose to receive the entire series on CD and DVD, or now, for the first time ever, on USB flash drive. This micro device contains all the messages in both audio and video. Simply plug into your computer to watch or listen. And remember, your gift today helps offer the gospel in word and deed around the world. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
You know, you could have quite an awakening in your church or your community by just getting people to come week after week and just listen to these messages. Remember, $125, and you can get the CDs, DVDs, or the flash drive, and in addition, you get the transcripts. If you just want the CDs, we're asking you to make a gift of $49. And we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for watching life today, for listening to these great speakers, and you're going to want to share the content and the inspiration that they bring with many of your friends and family, and hopefully even your churches. God bless you. Thanks so much for watching.
And it ought to be clear. Everybody else is coming out the closet. You might as well come out too. This is not a day for secret agent Christians, spiritual CIA representatives, and covert operatives. This is a day when you let your flag ring high in a culture in chaos. Jesus is not lacking Christians. Yes, we want to win people to Christ, but when it comes to his operation in history, he's having trouble finding disciples.
Don't order them if you don't want to be changed, because it will change your life.
Whatever awakening comes, and may God hasten the day, it will come only and altogether because of the dangerous, wonderful, terrible, miraculous, unpretentious, uncontainable, unrestrainable liberty in the Spirit of the living God. The Lord's power and presence through individuals. Come, Holy Ghost, and set us free.
If you are a believer, you need to hear what has been said at this conference.
Tomorrow on Life Today, James and Betty celebrate 50 years of ministry and marriage at the Awaken Now Conference with guest speaker Beth Moore. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.